From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, with U.S. President Donald Trump considering renewing Project Freedom, defense chiefs of South Korea and the U.S. meet at the Pentagon to discuss what they call mutual security interests. President Lee Jae-myung calls for fiscal action to ride out the Middle East crisis, calling the opposition's warnings against rising national debt a populist trap. And with a month remaining to the 2026 World Cup, we met with football experts for their views on what to expect. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. South Korean Defense Minister An Kyu-baek and U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth held talks at the Pentagon on Monday. The two sides said in a statement after the closed-door talks that they have agreed to work together to strengthen cooperation in areas of mutual security interest. Their discussions likely included the situation in the Strait of Hormuz. Natalie Kwon has more.
The meeting came as the U.S. is urging South Korea to take an active role in ensuring freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz in the wake of an attack on a South Korean cargo ship in the critical waterway last week.
In this current global threat environment, the strength of our alliance is critical. And we look to our partners to stand shoulder to shoulder with us.
한미동맹은 어려운 시기에도 변함이 없이
As a rock-U.S. alliance has get together upon a bedrock of unwavering trust even through hard times, we remain committed to close cooperation in the future in one voice.
Without a clear reference to the situation in the Middle East, the two defense chiefs agreed to continue cooperation in areas of mutual security interest, according to their media statement. The leaders also delved into the planned transfer of wartime operational control of the Allied forces on the Korean Peninsula back to South Korea.
We are also kicking fish, cutting our utmost efforts into achieving a ROK-led defense of the Korean Peninsula by acquiring critical national defense capabilities through measures such as increasing defense spending.
The Trump administration is pushing for increased burden sharing for its allies, urging Seoul to take the lead role in deterring North Korea with its own conventional weapons capabilities alongside Washington's critical but more limited support. The initiative aligns with President Lee Jae-myung's campaign pledge to complete the command transition by 2028 and secure greater autonomy and a self-reliant defense within his term in office. Washington appears to prefer a slower transfer, with the U.S. Force's Korea commander recently suggesting a target deadline in the first quarter of 2029 based on South Korea's capabilities. Natalie Kwon, KBS World Radio News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has ramped up pressure on Iran to accept the terms of a U.S. proposal to end the war, saying the month-long ceasefire is on massive life support.
For the time being, the ceasefire remains in place.
It's unbelievably weak, I would say. I would call it the weakest right now, after reading the piece of garbage they sent us. I didn't even finish reading it. I said, I'm not going to waste my time reading it. I would say it's one of the weakest right now. It's our life support.
Speaking to reporters at the Oval Office on Monday, Trump dismissed Tehran's response to a U.S. peace proposal as stupid. In an interview with Fox News earlier Monday, Trump said he was considering renewing the Project Freedom mission to help stranded vessels escape the Strait of Hormuz after it was halted amid progress in the peace talks. President Lee Jae-myung says now is a time to foster the nation's growth potential through investment. Presiding over a cabinet meeting Tuesday, he instructed officials to establish a growth strategy for the year's second half and prepare next year's budget on the basis of proactive fiscal policy, saying this will lay the groundwork for significant progress in the national economy. The president said studies have found that proactive fiscal management drives actual growth, resolving bread and butter issues. He referred to a study on the state consumption coupons distributed last year that showed that every 1 million won, or roughly every $674, generated an economic effect of an additional 430,000 won. He then criticized those calling for austerity due to rising national debt, saying the country's real debt accounts for around 10% of its gross domestic product, and its debt structure is in better shape than those of other countries.
Music.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
South Korea's national football team has set a goal of reaching the quarterfinal stage of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, which kicks off in North America in 1 month. Led by head coach Hong Myung-bo, the national team will compete in the 39-day tournament featuring 48 teams and 104 matches across 16 cities in the United States, Mexico, and Canada. The World Cup will open with Mexico versus South Africa in Mexico City on June 11th or June 12th, Korea Standard Time. South Korea's first match will be against Czechia in Guadalajara, Mexico, on June 12th at 11 a.m. Korea Standard Time. The national team will then face co-host Mexico in a match scheduled for June 19th at 10 a.m. KST, with a third matchup against South Africa in the Mexican city of Monterrey on June 25th at 10 a.m. KST. With just 1 month to go until the 2026 FIFA World Cup kicks off, anticipation is building among South Korean football fans eager to see how far the national team can go in what promises to be the biggest, boldest edition of the tournament ever staged. KBS World Radio's primetime news show, Korea 24, spoke with two football experts about their predictions for the team's performance. Yoon So-young reports.
This edition of the World Cup is a historic first. It's co-hosted by three nations for the first time, has expanded from 32 to 48 teams, and features a brand new round of 32 that opens up the knockout stage to more contenders than ever before. For South Korea, this will be its 11th consecutive World Cup appearance, a streak that began in 1986 in Mexico, the very country the Taeguk Warriors will return to this summer.
I think the first match is always very important, and for Korea to go up against Czechia in the first match, I think you got to win that one too.
On KBS World Radio's primetime news show Korea 24, two football experts pointed to the opening match against Czechia as critical for setting the tone.
I think round of 32 is probably as far as it'll go.
UK Asian football correspondent John Durden forecast South Korea picking up 4 points and reaching the round of 32, while Yonhap News Agency sports reporter Yoo Ji-ho predicted 3 draws and a third-place finish, with both expecting South Korea's tournament to end there.
3 points in round of 32, but no round of 16 for Korea. That's my call.
The biggest storyline for South Korea remains whether captain Son Heung-min can deliver a memorable last dance in what is widely expected to be his final World Cup. Attacking chemistry and a thin bench were flagged as concerns, along with Hong Myung-bo's still unresolved choice between a back three and back four system. The final squad will be announced May 16th, with the first contingent departing for the United States May 18th. With the schedule keeping all three of South Korea's group matches on Mexican soil, with two of them in the same city, the Taeguk Warriors will head into the tournament with a real edge. Whatever the predictions, kickoff in Guadalajara is now just 30 days away, and all eyes will be on the Taeguk Warriors when the tournament finally begins. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped in the afternoon after a brisk start in the morning on Tuesday. The Kospi fell 179.09 points, or 2.29% from the previous session, to close at 7,643.15, ending a 5-day winning streak. The index opened up 131.17 points, or 1.68% from the previous session at 7,953.41, breaching the 7,900 mark for the first time. The gauge then soared to as high as 7,999.67 during intraday trading, but fell to as low as 7,421.71 before recovering some lost ground later in the day. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.